Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Kent, using his unusual powers as Superman, manages to turn up an important clue which may lead him to Jimmy Olsen.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, have you noticed how you just naturally feel like cutting your family and friends in on the good eating you find in Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal? Sure, maybe you go into detail and tell how crisp and cool and crunchy Pep is. Or maybe you tell how those light, refreshing flakes of whole wheat tease and please your taste. And say, I'd sure like to be around when you tell about those swell prices you find in packages of Pep. I've got an idea. You'll say, jeepers, are those Pep prices slick? And of course, you'll tell about the three different kinds of prizes and how it's always a grand surprise to find out which one of the three you'll get in your next Pep package. How it could be a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep planes you can collect. Or could be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side so you can identify these birds in the air. Or could be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons picturing a famous comic strip character. Swell for pinning on your jacket or your beanie cap. And say, while you're telling about those three kinds of Pep prizes, don't forget to ask Mom to bring home a supply of Kellogg's Pep for you.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Believing that Private Detective Candy Myers had been beaten up and abducted because of his investigation of a recent subway disaster, Clark Kent searched for his friend, while Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane went to the scene of the disaster. They were leaving with samples of the rubble when Jimmy was seized, thrown into a car, and driven away. Hoping that Candy could furnish a clue to Jimmy's whereabouts, Kent redoubled his efforts to find the detective. Finally, a strange phone call from Candy Myers himself told Kent only that he was in a drugstore somewhere on Market Street. As Superman, Kent streaked above Market Street, and on a sidewalk outside a drugstore, he saw the sprawled, motionless figure of Candy. As we continue now, Superman has resumed his guise of Clark Kent, and having carried Candy into the back room of the drugstore, is standing by as Dr. Jacobs, a neighborhood physician who was hastily summoned, works over him. Listen.
Candy's moving his head, Doctor.
Yes, he's regaining consciousness.
Oh, good.
I hope as soon as you've questioned him, you'll persuade him to go home to bed, Mr. Kent. He's quite weak, apparently, from the terrible beating you say he got last night. That's why he fainted.
Yes, poor chap. Why, he sounded so strange over the telephone. I don't think he knew what he was saying.
That's quite likely.
Oh, he is coming to. Candy. Candy.
He hasn't fully regained consciousness yet.
Where?
Will you hold his head up, please, Mr. Candy?
Yeah, sure. Of course I will. Wait a minute. Easy, Candy boy. Easy. No, it's okay. Take it easy.
Drink this, young man.
No.
Drink it, Candy.
That'll make you feel better. Yeah, let him lie down again now.
All right.
Where am I?
You're in a drugstore, Candy, but you're okay. You just fainted.
Fainted?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Candy, it's you, isn't it, Candy?
Sure it is. Now, just you take it easy. Get your strength back.
Oh, fainted. I don't remember.
He's doing all right now. Well, I've got to leave. I have a patient waiting. If you need me, ask the druggist to call me. I'll be right over.
I will. Thanks a million, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Who's that?
That's Dr. Jacobs. Oh, wait a minute, Doctor. I haven't paid you.
Don't worry about it. I'll send you bills sometime. Goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye.
I don't get it. Say I fainted, Kent?
Yes, you left the hospital today like a chump.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was gonna square things with Clint Morgan and his goons, but then I got kind of
Clint
dizzy
Morgan, the building commissioner?
Yeah, the dirt. No, it wasn't that Morgan. Some other guy.
Oh, cut it out, Candy. Cut it out. Now that Jim's missing, you've got to come clean with everything you know.
Jim?
Yes.
You mean Jim Olsen?
I think he's in the hands of the same gang who beat you up last night.
Jumpin' Jemima.
So please, now, don't give me any more of that this is strictly my own party routine. You've got to help me find Jim.
Yeah, sure, of course. Can't allow to do anything for Jim, you know that, but Well, what happened? Tell me.
Well, when you disappeared from the hospital this morning, I thought you'd been taken away by the gang who beat you up.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Well, from something you let slip, I was pretty sure that you were in trouble because you were investigating the cave-in on the new 9th Avenue subway tube.
I don't know how you figured that out, but you were right.
Well, I reasoned that you'd found out something about that cave-in. Something somebody didn't want you to.
Right again.
So while I tried to pick up your trail from the hospital, Jim and Lois went over to the cave-in to pick up some samples of the concrete.
You said Lois.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't tell me she's missing, too.
Oh, no. She's all right. No, it's just Jim. You see, some men grabbed him when he was leaving with the stuff, threw him into a car, and got away with him.
Morgan. It must have been Clint Morgan. His guerrillas probably saw Jim sneaking the concrete samples.
No, it wasn't Morgan. Lois described the men, and while I don't know Morgan, I have seen him, and it wasn't he.
Well, of course not. I don't mean Morgan himself. It was his goons.
Oh.
I'm sure of it. Just like I'm sure they gave me the works last night.
Did you recognize them?
No, but I know it was. Because Morgan tried to hush me up when he found out I was all set to pin the rap for the subway cave-in on him. That was after I got a photostatic copy of the original engineer's report on the subway site, showing the fault in the rock before the tube was built.
What? You mean they knew they'd have trouble and
yes,
still went ahead?
Yes, sir, brother. But Morgan went through with the subway anyhow. Probably because
that?
He was getting a rake-off from the contractors.
Sure.
And then after the cave-in, when all those people were killed and hurt,
uh-huh.
He puts out a statement saying the fault had developed in the rock after the tube went through.
Wow, that is something. Look, Candy, you say you have a photostat of the original engineer's report?
I said I had it. Like a dope, I was carrying it with me last night to show you when Morgan's muscle men jumped me.
Well, there goes your evidence and your case.
Not quite.
Huh?
You see, it looks as if Morgan is still jumpy. Figuring if I smelled out the truth, somebody else might, too.
Why do you say that?
Because otherwise, when he saw Jim nosing around the cave-in, or his stooges did, they wouldn't bother getting him out of the way.
That could be. Oh, if I only knew where Morgan was.
At his office or his house.
No. He's gone.
Oh. Ooh.
What's the matter?
Just a little woozy for a second. All right, let's go, Jim.
Well, just a minute, Candy. Morgan's out of town, and nobody apparently knows where he went.
Oh, baloney. He was in town yesterday morning.
He was?
I saw him in his office, and I told him to come clean or I'd bust him high, wide, and handsome.
Oh, well, that's the answer. That explains why he promptly left town on vacation for 3 weeks and didn't even tell the mayor where he was going.
No kidding.
Sure, he said he wanted complete rest and quiet.
Well, how do you like that, cutie? As soon as I left, he turned his dogs on me, then hopped out of town so if I lived and squawked, he had himself an alibi.
Sure. Wait a minute. I think I can find out where he is. Look, Candy, you get a cab and go home. Oh, no, wait a minute. Better yet, go to my apartment. You'll be safe there.
Go home now?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding?
Not at all. The doctor says you need rest.
The doctor can take the rest for me. Come on. Quit arguing and get going.
We've
got to find Jim.
Yeah, I know better than to argue with you. All right, come on.
Where?
First stop, City Hall.
Vacation. Is there anything I can do for you? As his
secretary, the only thing you can do for us is tell us where he is.
Why, I don't know, Mr. Myers.
Don't give us that.
I tell you, I don't know. Mr. Morgan was very tired.
Yeah, but I know why he was so tired.
Easy, Candy, easy.
So he decided to take his vacation a little earlier than he'd planned.
I know why he did that, too. But where in blazes did he go?
No one knows where he is, Mr. Myers. All he told us, any of us, even his sister, with whom he makes his home, is that he was going fishing somewhere where he could have complete rest and no interruption.
Ain't that just peachy?
Candy, please. Now look, Mr. Tyson, it isn't at all necessary that we see Mr. Morgan now.
Hey, are you kidding?
All we want to do is leave a message for him.
A message?
Now, wait a minute.
You can give it to him whenever he comes back.
Well,
Candy,
I...
have you gone nuts?
Now, will you be quiet, Candy, or must I pick you up by the scruff of the neck and deposit you outside?
Okay. I don't get it, but
this is the message for Commissioner Morgan, Mr. Tyson. Just tell him... Get this now. Tell Mr. Morgan the frost kills the leaves... And the frost is expected early this year.
Huh? The frost kills the... Will you please repeat that, Mr. Kent?
I said the frost kills the leaves, and the frost is expected early this year. Very early. Have you got that?
Why, yes, but what...
You tell Mr. Morgan the message is from Clark Kent of the Daily Planet. I'm sure he'll be very much interested.
Yes, sir, but...
Come on, Candy. Good day, Mr. Tyson.
Good day.
Now, wait. Come along.
No, listen. Will you let go of
my arm? Pipe down and come along.
No.
I know what I'm doing.
I think you're nuts.
Oh, Candy, you idiot. Almost gave the show away.
I tell you, you're nuts. Loco, off the rail.
We come in here to find out where Morgan is so we can find Jim and...
For pity's sake, keep your voice down.
And you make with the wacky talk. The frost kills the leaves.
Shh, will you hush up, please? Now, look. In just about half a minute, if all goes well, I'll have the answers.
You'll have what answers?
I'll know where Clint Morgan is. And maybe where Jim is, too.
Blankly, Candy Myers stares at Clark Kent as they stand in the corridor outside Building Commissioner Clint Morgan's office. What does Kent mean? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by. You know, gang, Kellogg's Pep sure does have plenty on the ball. Pitches a winning game at breakfast every time. Just think of the scores you can chalk up for Pep. First, a bowl of Pep looks good, all cool and crisp and inviting. Every crunchy flake as light as a breeze and delicate as can be. Then you dig into your bowl of Pep with cool milk and sugar, and you get that golden toasted flavor, full whole wheat flavor, a cool brisk flavor that's terrific. And does Kellogg's Pep score for prizes? Why, you get three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in each package. Either a bright-colored comic button, picturing one of 18 famous comic strip characters, to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap, or it'll be a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy and fun to assemble. Just swap duplicates with the gang and collect all seven model planes in the series. Or your next prize may be a full-color bird picture. There are 24 in all, each with a full description on the reverse side, so that you'll really know a thing or two about birds. So start collecting all three kinds of these slick Pep prizes. Today, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. In the corridor of the City Hall outside Building Commissioner Clint Morgan's office, Clark Kent has just startled Candy Myers by saying...
Just about half a minute, Candy. If all goes well, I'll know where Clint Morgan is. And maybe where Jim is, too.
What? How will you know?
Never mind. Be quiet now. Here it comes.
Here what comes? What are you staring at the door for?
Candy, please.
Okay, but if you ask me, you've gone completely...
Wait a minute. Shh. Okay, I've got it.
Brother, I don't know what you got, but I know what you need. A straitjacket. Now, will you please tell me
what... Listen, I know where Clint Morgan is.
You do?
Yes. Tyson just called him to give him my message, as I knew he would. So...
How did you know he called him? We're out here in the
hall. Never mind how I know. Now, listen, you get over to the Daily Planet and wait for me or my phone call. Within 2 minutes, I'll be with Mr. Morgan. And if we guessed right, with Jim, too. So long now.
Kent!
Wait!
Kent! So help me. I think the guy's gone completely off his nut.
Shaking his head pityingly, Candy Myers watches Clark Kent hurry away around a bend in the corridor, unaware that Kent is Superman. And that as Superman, he saw and heard enough through Commissioner Morgan's closed door to galvanize him into action. What did Kent hear? Will, whatever it is, lead him to Jim Olsen? Tomorrow's tenth episode is packed with action and suspense, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, when you line up all the famous names you know, you'll find Kellogg mighty near the top. That's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. And here are some of the good things Kellogg packs into each plump, tender biscuit of Kellogg Shredded Wheat. Flavor, natural nut sweet flavor, toasted just right. Nutrition, fine whole wheat nourishment. And for economy, Kellogg packs 15 biscuits in every package. They're made to fit the bowl. Try them soon. You'll like Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.